Harper Audio presents The Hidden Life of Trees by Peter Volubin, read by Mike Grady. Foreword. We read in fairy tales of trees with human faces, trees that can talk and sometimes walk. This enchanted forest is the kind of place, I feel sure, that Peter Volubin inhabits. His deep understanding of the lives of trees, reached through decades of careful observation and study, reveals a world so astonishing that if you listen to his book, I believe that forests will become magical places for you, too. One reason that many of us fail to understand trees is that they live on a different timescale than us. One of the oldest trees on Earth, a spruce in Sweden, is more than 9,500 years old. That's 115 times longer than the average human lifetime. Creatures with such a luxury of time on their hands can afford to take things at a leisurely pace. The electrical impulses that pass through the roots of trees, for example, move at the slow rate of 1/3 of an inch per second. But why, you might ask, do trees pass electrical impulses through their tissues at all? The answer is that trees need to communicate, and electrical impulses are just one of their many means of communication. Trees also use the senses of smell and taste for communication. If a giraffe starts eating an African acacia, the tree releases a chemical into the air that signals that a threat is at hand. As the chemical drifts through the air and reaches other trees, they smell it and are warned of the danger. Even before the giraffe reaches them,